Forest Minister Ravi Parmar told reporters on Wednesday, August 6, that in the past week, roughly 70,000 lightning strikes have hit BC, leading to a sudden increase in fire activity. He also said that the BC Wildfire Service has largely been able to keep the fires from spreading. So far this season, more than 850 wildfires have sparked in BC, but the province has kept 85% of them smaller than 4 hectares. At this time last year, there had been slightly more than 1,000 fires. Wildfire officials credited weather conditions and the lack of a persistent heat wave, but also said new technologies such as night vision and drought sensors have aided efforts. A new app-based public fire reporting system that allows people to upload pictures has also helped firefighters get to new starts more quickly. The fire danger persists in many parts of the province, with cooler temperatures helping the situation in some places, but others, such as the northeast, remain dry. Over the long weekend, Parmar said the BC Conservation Officer Service issued 26 violation tickets for illegal campfires. "That's unacceptable," he said. "This kind of activity puts people and livelihoods at risk." As of August 6, there are 120 active wildfires in BC, but the only wildfire of note is the Wesley Ridge Fire on Vancouver Island. The fire is between Parksville and Port Alberni at Cameron Lake and is 530 hectares. It has forced evacuation orders for 400 homes and 700 more to be on evacuation alert. Parmar also noted an increase in online misinformation, including the posting of misleading AI-generated images. He encouraged people to be careful about what information they share online and for up-to-date and accurate information about the current provincial wildfire situation, including alerts and fire prohibitions, to check the official BC Wildfire Service app and website. More to come.